A scruffy, starving kitten with a wonky hip stumbles into a monastery. Hours later, she's nestled in the lap of the Dalai Lama himself, christened Snow Lion, a Tibetan symbol of fearless joy. This isn't a fairy tale. It's the premise of David Michie's beloved series that has captured hearts across 40 countries, translated into 28 languages, and found its way onto the nightstands of celebrities seeking wisdom wrapped in whiskers. What makes this series extraordinary isn't just its charm, but its ability to decode profound Buddhist philosophy through the eyes of a blue-eyed Himalayan who observes everything from her cushioned perch in one of the world's most sacred spaces. The fourth installment reveals the four paws of spiritual success, essential principles for finding genuine happiness, proving that sometimes the deepest truths come from the most unexpected teachers. Pain becomes invisible when it arrives gradually. For weeks, sharp, stabbing sensations shot through tiny paws with each step. Discomfort so slow, it became normal. Until Serena and His Holiness discovered overgrown claws had curved back toward the pads, creating self-inflicted torture. The moment those claws were trimmed, liberation arrived in an explosive sprint down the monastery corridor. This experience embodies renunciation, the first paw of spiritual success. As His Holiness explained, when we've had enough suffering and want to make a new start, that's renunciation. This principle manifested in Serena's struggle. Her spice business, created to fund computer training for disadvantaged children, faced catastrophic obstacles: consumer fatigue, crushing competition, and regulations that eliminated their Australian market overnight. Behind this lurked deeper anguish. After 2 years of marriage, her longing for a child remained unfulfilled. When His Holiness suggested her suffering might be self-inflicted through attachment, Serena bristled. But he explained, "Attachment is when we believe that a person, thing, or outcome is necessary for our happiness. At that moment, we turn it into a source of future suffering." Renunciation doesn't mean abandoning goals. It means recognizing when mental habits cause suffering and having courage to release them. Like those overgrown claws, sometimes what we cling to most tightly hurts us most. Following an intoxicating fragrance led to an extraordinary discovery: a catnip garden planted by the Dalai Lama's driver, previously considered a nemesis for the unfortunate nickname Mousy Tongue. After indulging in catnip-induced ecstasy, an open door appeared to the neighboring nursing home. Inside, elderly residents lit up at the sight of a furry visitor. Christopher, trembling hands stroking gently, whispered through tears, "First cat I've touched in 20 years." Moving from resident to resident, a silent intention formed, remembering Geshe Wangpo's teachings: "May this act of kindness be a cause for me to attain complete enlightenment for the sake of all living beings." This intention, bodhisattva, the second paw of spiritual success, immediately transformed the experience. Most remarkable was Hilda, a frail woman with breathing tubes who smiled and moved her arms for the first time anyone could remember. Despite initial questioning from a stern nurse, the doctor recognized genuine therapeutic value, and regular visits began. Through those nursing home visits, a different happiness emerged. Not catnip spine-tingling pleasure, but profound well-being from giving rather than receiving. When Hilda spoke her first word in 2 years, "darling," the transformative power of compassionate action became undeniable. Geshe Wangpo explained how bodhisattva, altruistic intention directed toward all beings, creates powerful, positive karma. Conrad arrived at the Himalaya Book Cafe, burdened by guilt. France guided him through inquiry. "Where is this guilty self you speak of?" Conrad searched his hands, heart, thoughts, but found nothing solid. France explained the crucial distinction between the conventional I, the collection of body, history, and experiences navigating daily life, and the false I, the independent, permanent self we mistakenly believe exists separately from everything else. Personal lessons in emptiness, sunyata, the third paw, arrived through confrontation with the ferocious tabby. After discovering him on Zara's veranda and enduring another battle at Namgyal Monastery, the truth emerged. Their gardener had been chasing away all cats. Oliver had adopted the homeless, suffering tabby. His Holiness offered gentle reminder. You know what it's like, don't you, Snow Lion? To be without a home, to be mistreated. His compassionate perspective revealed how perception of others reflects one's own mind. The more self-centered the thoughts, the less space for compassion. True compassion requires understanding Sunyata. Settling beside dying Hilda as consciousness dissolved, the liberating truth became clear. Beneath any temporary turmoil, the true nature of mind is clear, lucid, boundless, and fundamentally peaceful. The culmination arrived through understanding Guru Yoga, not physical postures, but the Sanskrit word meaning to unite, specifically uniting one's mind with the enlightened mind of the guru. This profound concept emerged during Zara's conversation with Yogi Tarchin, a respected lama recently emerged from 3-year retreat. When Zara questioned how imagination could manifest reality, Rinpoche explained that sustained dedication and focus create seemingly impossible connections. Everything begins with intention, uniting actions of body, speech, and mind toward our goals. Rinpoche revealed why many lamas avoid teaching students to view their guru as Buddha. It sounds cult-like to Westerners. Yet this perspective benefits the student. If you listen to a teaching and think of the lama as being ordinary, you receive ordinary blessings. If you think of the lama as being a Buddha, you receive a Buddha's blessings. Then came a profound revelation. Rinpoche's forceful statement that Shanti had been devoted not just to the Dalai Lama and Zara's father, but to you, created an extraordinary vortex of understanding. Meeting Rinpoche's eyes, then Zara's, she tearfully embraced the small form before her, saying, "You've always been so special to me. Now I know why." An extraordinary truth emerged, explaining the gap between being the Dalai Lama's dog in Tibet, who died in 1960, and returning as his cat 7 years ago. Sam and Bronnie's dream apartment became a nightmare when downstairs neighbors filled hallways with newspapers, cooked malodorous kippers daily, and argued violently. When they asked Geshe Wangpo if Buddhist practice meant passive acceptance, he responded firmly, "No doormats, no idiot compassion. True spiritual practice requires compassion, wisdom, and power working together. Compassion without wisdom enables harmful behaviors rather than offering genuine help." Geshe Wangpo advised viewing Mrs. Williams as a precious treasure, offering rare opportunities to develop patience. He taught them Tonglen meditation, visualizing inhaling her suffering as dark smoke while exhaling light and healing toward her. The situation shifted after Mrs. Williams was hospitalized. Sam brought flowers and listened to her story. Hoarding stemmed from Depression-era scarcity, and daily arguments occurred because arthritic hands couldn't manage the building's ancient door lock. When Sam offered practical solutions, organizing the hallway and installing a new handle, he addressed both physical and emotional roots, demonstrating all four paws working together. In the darkened temple, His Holiness revealed how every Buddha statue embodies the path's four aspects. The lotus throne represents renunciation, rising above samsara's mud while rooted in it. The silver moon cushion symbolizes bodhicitta's cooling compassion. The gold sun cushion embodies sunyata's illuminating wisdom. The Buddha himself represents the fully enlightened mind. Foreheads touched in profound gratitude until boundaries dissolved. His extraordinary presence emanated from disciplined practice, 5 hours of daily silence from which all activities mindfully arose. Life's transformative moments arrived unexpectedly. The Prime Minister honored Serena's charitable work with a community service medal, followed by her joyful announcement she was pregnant. The secret gift of non-attachment had manifested. Conrad and Angela found love, Hilda completed her journey with dignity, and profound connections were discovered across lifetimes. These four paws aren't philosophical abstractions, but practical tools for everyday happiness, Renunciation frees us from suffering's causes. Bodhicitta connects us with our highest purpose. Sunyata reveals reality's true nature. And Guru Yoga unites us with our enlightened potential. The journey to enlightenment isn't about becoming something different, but recognizing what we've always been, beings of boundless love, compassion, and wisdom. May you discover this truth for yourself, one paw at a time.